الرحمن الرحيم. Still in this chapter, that we should help and encourage one another on doing good deeds, and in that we get also that reward without having done those good deeds, just because we encouraged and we were the means for others to be part of that. Further in the hadith, عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال الخازن المسلم الأمين الذي ينفد ما أمر به فيؤديه كاملا موفرا طيبة به نفسه فيدفعه إلى الذي أمر له به أحد المصدقين. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the treasurer, and in our times, the accountant of a person who gives out his charity, his zakat, etc. And he tells his accountant, he must give out so much, etc. So when that treasurer, the accountant gives what he has been to do, and he does it properly, as he was doing, as he was told, happily, then he gives it to the people that he was supposed to give it, he gets the same reward as though he gave it from his side. So you can see how great Allah Ta'ala's mercy is. He didn't give it, he's working. He's getting a salary to do his work, and he's just doing what he has been told to do. But just because he's doing it, and he's doing it happily. The ulama explained that why Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave the example of a treasurer or an accountant is because they normally feel that the boss is giving too much to these people. It shouldn't be so much. But he doesn't worry of what he feels, but he does what the boss says. And he gives according to that. Similarly, it is somebody gives us money to go, say, go and give it in a certain madrasa, in a certain Darul Uloom, etc., and we go give it, then we also get that reward. We didn't give that money from our side. We just giving it, we were going, we went and visited somewhere. Somebody told you are going there to that town, please if you will give this money there. And you just gave that money, you also get that same reward. It also comes in the hadith that if a beggar comes to the door, like in our times with fraud forces, and they ask for something, and the owner of the house tells the housewife that give him something, and she prepares something, whatever, some sandwiches, half a loaf bread, whatever, and she gives it to the maid to go and give it. Then the maid goes and give it, all of them get that sawab. Even the person who commanded it, the housewife who prepared and said that you must give it, and the maid who is paid, the worker who is paid, he also gets the sawab. If it's a non-Muslim, that sawab also he gets, but it is for this dunya. It won't help in the akhirah, it will help them in this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, that when we just are part of any aid and help, then Allah Ta'ala, Allah gives the full reward. And also these are those actions, many times we fall very short with regard to our own action. And these small things many times, on account of that Allah makes full maghfirah, and Allah forgives a person. So whatever good we can do, somebody says just go and give this parcel there, just go and deliver this there, we should try and do that happily and be of service. These are also great acts of great ibadah. So we can see how in Islam that even all this leads us to the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The hadith highlights that the person who is appointed to manage or administer a task and does so properly will receive a similar reward to the person who appointed him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the example of a treasurer because treasurers are sometimes amongst the most miserly, even though they do not own what they are responsible to administer. It isn't their money, but they feel they know better, and this person doesn't deserve so much. But just because the boss told, the owner told, he does it, therefore then he will get the reward. And the treasurer who gives honestly and contentedly receives the reward of the person whose charity he gives. On a broader scale, we learn that when assisting others in good action, we should do so happily and honestly. In the same way, if we help anybody with his namaz, etc., we pick up somebody and we bring them to namaz. For all that, we also get the reward. That person gets his reward, and it is as though if we picked up, for example, four people, and now we are five in the car, like that I should come alone, I should get my reward. But now we are getting the namaz of four other people's namaz also. And we don't know whose namaz is accepted by Allah, and if we got a share in there, how fortunate aren't we? In that way, many other things, our own children, what good work they do, we get a reward in there also, when we are the cause for them doing that good work. So whatever, wherever we can assist and we can do some good work, we should not keep away from it, but we should happily try and do it. There is great, great reward and great hope of Allah's mercy lying in there. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.